SpaceX's record-breaking $75 billion IPO debut has fundamentally altered the technology stock landscape, with the company's $2.1 trillion valuation now surpassing both Tesla and Meta. This has prompted Wall Street analysts to begin discussing new acronyms like MANGOS to replace the traditional Magnificent Seven tech stock grouping, reflecting how rapidly the sector's hierarchy is changing.
BlackRock's rapid accumulation of $882 million in SpaceX holdings across their ETF portfolio demonstrates institutional confidence in the space economy, but it also raises questions about market concentration. The world's largest asset manager spread these holdings across multiple iShares funds, with the bulk going into their AI innovation and tech active ETF, which suggests they view SpaceX as much a technology play as an aerospace investment.
Kingdom Holdings reported $2.36 billion unrealized gain on their SpaceX stake, illustrates the massive wealth creation this IPO has generated for early investors. Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund has been strategically investing in American technology companies, and these returns will likely encourage further Middle Eastern investment in U.S. tech IPOs, particularly as the region diversifies away from oil revenues.
Jefferies' warning that mega IPOs could trigger an AI stock correction deserves serious attention. Their analysis suggests that upcoming trillion-dollar listings from OpenAI and Anthropic could drain capital from existing tech stocks, creating a rotation effect that might benefit traditional sectors. When you consider that these three companies alone represent over $3 trillion in potential market capitalization, the capital absorption could be significant.
Morgan Stanley's research, showing minimal factory reshoring despite a full year of Trump tariffs, challenges one of the administration's core economic arguments. Their analysis indicates that American companies are adapting to tariffs through supply chain reconfiguration and cost absorption, rather than bringing manufacturing back to the United States. This has important implications for trade policy effectiveness and employment projections.
The fusion energy market's expansion to $73 billion, as reported by the Financial Times, represents a significant milestone for clean energy investment. This market size suggests that fusion technology is moving from purely research-based investments toward commercial viability, which could impact both traditional energy stocks and clean technology valuations in the coming years.
American Airlines' operational challenges continue to create investor concerns, with 94 flight cancellations and over 1,200 delays on Saturday alone, giving them the highest cancellation rate among global airlines. This operational performance occurs during peak summer travel season and suggests ongoing challenges with pilot availability, aircraft maintenance, or air traffic control coordination that could impact their financial performance.
Microsoft securities litigation over alleged AI missteps and Azure capacity constraints highlights the regulatory risks facing major technology companies. The class action lawsuit claims the company misled investors about Copilot's performance and cloud infrastructure limitations, which could establish important precedents for how AI capabilities must be disclosed to shareholders and customers.
The Texas lawyer's revelation that AI tripled his team's output during a five-week social media addiction trial, resulting in a $6 million Meta verdict, demonstrates AI's potential impact on legal services. Mark Lanier's disclosure suggests that law firms using AI effectively could gain significant competitive advantages, but it also raises questions about how AI assistance should be disclosed to courts and clients.
Melinda French Gates's call for new SpaceX IPO millionaires to sign the Giving Pledge reflects broader questions about wealth concentration in the technology sector. Her appeal to thousands of newly wealthy SpaceX employees and investors to commit to large-scale philanthropy comes at a time when public scrutiny of tech wealth is intensifying, particularly given the sector's influence on economic and political outcomes.